The real value of human life lies in the ability or potential to develop the mind. The Pali Sanskrit term manusa for a human being implies a developed mind or the potential to develop the mind. This characterizes the human species from all others in the animal kingdom. Our mental faculties, such as faith or confidence in moral and spiritual values, energy or effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom, these, when developed in a balanced and harmonious manner, provide the necessary power for the highest achievement of enlightenment. As humans, we form only a tiny fraction of all sentient beings in this world. We live amidst animals and insects of all kinds, among spirits, devas, and brahmas. The chances of being born in this world as a human being is very rare. Consider the parable of the one-eyed turtle that lives for 1,000 years in the ocean bed and only surfaces up the ocean once in 100 years. Now, what are the chances of this turtle hitting the target of a wooden yoke or a swimming tube that has been thrown out into the ocean at random? This is just to illustrate the difficulty of being born as a human being. With the potentials of a developed mind comes the ability to discern, to know what is good and beneficial and what is bad and harmful for oneself and for others. The discerning mind is one that weighs and considers things, seeing cause and effect. We see and experience sufferings and unsatisfactoriness. We can also see and experience the pleasures of life. But it is the ability to see the fleeting nature of worldly happiness that will provide us with the motivation to transcend this worldly existence. It is in this human realm that firm aspirations can be made for the life hereafter. We have the choice to avoid evil and to do good, and we also have the opportunity to help one another, to serve and grow. Beings in the heavenly realms do not have as much opportunities as in the human realm, in the field of service. Their lives are more pleasurable and their lifespan is very, very long compared to humans. As such, they cannot see the urgency to get out of samsara, the cycle of birth and death. Those in the lower realms of existence go through sufferings in various ways. They are too distracted to think of liberation. The lifespan of a human being, which is not too long nor too short when compared with beings of other realms, provides opportunities for us to correct and make good our lives, learning by our mistakes. But let us not procrastinate, not keep postponing in our efforts to purify our minds, because obstacles and misfortunes can befall us anytime. Through greed, hatred, and delusion, we perform all kinds of bad deeds in our thoughts, speech, and body action, giving rise to suffering, both to ourselves and to others. Let us therefore cultivate our minds to purify ourselves from the tendencies of greed, hatred, and delusion, cultivating the qualities of generosity, loving-kindness, and wisdom, so that we can live in peace within ourselves and in harmony with others around us. As humans, let us be truly humane, avoiding evil, doing good, and purifying our minds. The human realm provides a unique opportunity for us to transcend this worldly existence. So no matter how difficult our life is, with all the problems, crises, and challenges, with all the fears, worries, and anxieties, let us determine to make good use of this very life, to train and develop our minds, so that we can have the strength, the calmness, and clarity to confront and overcome our problems and difficulties. The Buddha left this world with an important message for all. He said, Vaya Dhamma Sankara Appamadena Sampadeta. Transient are all component things. Work out your deliverance with heedfulness or mindfulness. Therefore, seek refuge in the Triple Gem, in the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha, and may you all receive all the blessings, guidance, and protection in times of need. May all suffering beings be free from sufferings, those in sorrow be free from sorrow, those in fear and dangers be free from fear and dangers, and may all beings be well and happy.